My name is Kingsetta Honeysuckle, and this is my dad, Mr. King W. Brookins, also known as King K.O. Brookins, which stands for knockout. You want to say hello, Daddy?
Hi.
Daddy, just let everybody know kind of where you were born.
I was born in Texas, and I've been into boxing most of my life.
Yeah. And I remember also when you became a boxing coach, and I was a little girl. But I was so proud of you because you took so much interest in young men and helping them to become men. The trips to the Olympics and Africa and
Russia. That's right. Five times.
That's right.
The white boys would call me daddy. And they said, you know what, Dad, I know.
You had a lot of families, didn't you, that you helped out?
Yeah.
And one of those was the brother of the young lady that you ended up getting married that led to a lot of what's been going on, right?
Yeah.
Remember Valerie?
Yeah.
I know you said you didn't even know that you had married her. Do you remember?
No, I didn't know what was going on.
She started trying to help you out because she was a CNA. And then the next thing I know, I get a phone call that you got married again. Then I finally got in contact and we tracked you guys down. And she didn't really want to let me in the house, but she finally did. And then she and I stepped outside and I said, what are your intentions with my dad? She was just like, I love your dad. And I just want to take care of him. And I said, well, what does a 40-year-old woman want with an 80-year-old man? And she says, well, I love him. Did you love Valerie?
No, I didn't.
Was she nice to you in the beginning?
No.
So you knew there was something that was wrong with her?
Yeah, something wrong.
Mm-hmm. And she put you down in the basement.
Yeah.
And she lived in the on the main floor and had you locked out of the upstairs and didn't allow you to go upstairs. Your next door neighbor said that she went by walking her dog one night and she saw the light on in the basement and she kept hearing movement. And she called out and you answered. And then one day she went by and she didn't hear any response. And she was the one that called the paramedics to come and they weren't getting a response. And they ended up breaking through the window, right?
Yeah.
And came down and got you, and they brought you, took you to the hospital. And what they found was a makeshift bed, apartment-sized refrigerator with Lunchables in it for you to live off of, no toilet. There was a potty chair down there. These are concrete walls, cold, damp, and nothing else but a washer and dryer. Then I got a call from the hospital only to find out that she had abandoned you. When they called me at school and said, your father's here, you know, the next day I was on the road. So much unfolded and finding out that she was using money and she was taking trips. There were two other men involved. It hurt, didn't it, Daddy? She took all beneficiaries off of everything and made herself the sole person or beneficiary. You had no access to your military records, your driver's license. She had everything you owned. She had all of that stuff locked up in that closet, and I'm so glad we found it. Remember she took your car that you had just gotten? She's had several cars in your name.
Yeah, sure did.
But you said she was gone a lot.
Yeah.
You said she'd come in and fix you something, and then what would she do?
Throw me something together, and she gone.
Did you ever think anything like this would happen to you, Daddy?
No.
I know you don't like North Carolina, but are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine. Yeah, I'm fine.
There's not enough being said. There's not enough being done about elder abuse. The elderly are left behind. What if this is your father? What if this is your mother? What if this is your grandparent? Somebody has to start somewhere right now. It may not be fixed right away, but it has to be addressed. Something has to happen now.